This is Ivy Hoops Online recapping tonight's Princeton-Penn men's game at the Palestra. The Tigers and Mitch Henderson continued their recent dominance over the Quakers with a gritty 72-60 win. Coming into the evening's affair, the Tigers and Quakers were practically mirror images of each other in most statistical categories. At the end tonight, the difference was in the Tigers' team defense, holding the Quakers to just 33% from the field and without a three ball in 12 attempts. Jordan Dingle managed 21 points, but most of those came when the Tigers could not be overcome. Between them, Dingle and Clark Schleckert, the other big offensive threat for Penn, went 7 of 32 from the field. For the Tigers, Tosun had what his coach described in a post-game interview as, quote, his best game of the year. The current Ivy Player of the Year canned 26 points on 9 of 13 from the field, including a deep bomb, his third in the last three games. He also added 7 rebounds and 3 assists. Freshman Caden Pierce notched his first career double-double with 12 points and a game-high 10 rebounds. Ryan Langborg and Matt Alaco also canned double figures for the winners. You must give Matt Alaco a lot of credit for the great job he did on Jordan Dingle through much of the game. He also was asked to guard Brown's Keno Lilly last weekend. He gets the tough assignment every game out. The game was close for the first 30 minutes. At the 10:38 mark of the second half, after the Quakers drew within two at 40-38 on a second-chance layup by Andrew Laskowski, the Tigers' Ryan Langborg drilled a long three-ball. Caden Pierce was fouled away from the ball by Nick Spinoso. When Pierce drained both free throws, the Tigers led by 7. Henderson declared flatly that this was the game's turning point. The Quakers would get no closer than 5 the rest of the way. Henderson cited the turnover stats for his team as a key to the outcome. After committing 9 in the first half, the Tigers finished the game with 11. Princeton and Cornell's Big Red are now tied at the top of the Ivy League standings with 4-1 records. Surprisingly, the Big Green of Dartmouth, winners today at Harvard, are alone in second place at 3-2. The Tigers' next opponent? Well, naturally, it's Dartmouth. Fortunately, it's at Jadwin on Saturday afternoon. This wild rodeo of an Ivy League season marches on. This is George Clark for Ivy Hoops Online. Thanks very much for listening.